Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
As everybody knows the rule here on the program, whenever we get a press release,
there you go, read them,
from the Commanders, we read it. And this one, a lot of people are going to kind of ignore, and I'm going to tell you why you shouldn't. Yesterday, they make the hire of Dave Gardy, who is a legitimate big deal to the football operation. He's going to have a headset on. He's going to be communicating with the coach in the booth. If you want to know somebody that's going to be really good at challenges, it's probably the guy that was on the committee to make the rules around challenges for the last decade. Oh, as a matter of fact, he ran the committee, right? He football ops. Football operations means penalties and challenges and timeouts and the rules that surround them. That was an absolute 10 out of 10 move for the football operation.
Smart now, folks.
Today's press release has nothing to do with the football operation. And I've told you that as time goes on and they right the ship and things are fully operational, at some point, it'll be nice. We get to stop talking about the business people. Mm-hmm. We're not there yet, but we're inching closer. This is also not the business people. I read now from a press release this morning from the Washington Commanders. Washington Commanders name, and I hope I'm saying this right, Kirtan Mehta as Vice President of Public Affairs. Now, I can't help but notice, B, this is official Commanders letterhead that this press release is on, and they now have official Commanders letterhead. Obviously, they have Commanders Park in Ashburn, but this one came from 1600 FedEx Way, Landover, Maryland, 20785.
Yeah, they moved a lot of people over there.
Right, and they've done that for a while now, but all the press releases were still Ashburn. Everything, all official correspondence still said Ashburn.
But what they've done since the new ownership came in, like a lot of stuff has been, a lot of the business stuff moved to FedEx, and they got a new place.
College Park.
Over here in College Park.
College Park, after dark. Kind of can get stabby over there. This is really interesting, though. And it's a dateline of Landover, Maryland, not Ashburn, Virginia. Landover, Maryland, April 16th, 2024. The Washington Commanders today announced Kirtan Mehta as the team's Vice President of Public Affairs. Partnering with local communities, Mehta will work closely with civic, elected, business, and public leaders across the DMV to improve social and economic outcomes for all constituencies. He will also design and manage the club's strategic policy direction to support its players, fans, and surrounding communities. That's all terrific. There's a quote in here from team president, how much he's excited to work with Mr. Mehta. I'm going to skip down, though, Brian, if that's all right with you, mm-hmm. to what I think is a fairly important part of this. Meta will focus heavily on the team's development of a new stadium, including liaising. I didn't know you could make a verb out of liaison, but here we are. Including liaising with key outside stakeholders, including elected officials, league officials, fans, sponsors, and community organizations. Mm. Meta comes to the Commanders with experience in both the public and private sectors, most recently having served as chief of staff to Senator John Hickenlooper, guiding the senator to several successes in his term, in his first term as his top political advisor. Mm. Prior to his role with Senator Hickenlooper, Meadow held the position of senior counsel global public policy for Robinhood Markets, a popular mobile stock trading platform. Meadow held previous roles with New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy, Senator Joe Manchin, and the American Bankers Association.
Mm.
Before his career in public affairs, Meadow practiced law with Winston & Strawn LLP in Chicago and Zuckerman Spader LLP in Washington, D.C. Went to Harvard for law school and has a bachelor's in math and economics from Northwestern.
Mm.
This guy's smart. I did what I do, though, Brian, whenever I get press releases like this. I ask people that I know from Capitol Hill, yo, what's this dude's deal? I heard from someone this morning that works on the Hill about the Commanders hiring Meta. This is a smart move by Washington. Why, I ask? Well, what might the Commanders care particularly about going on Capitol Hill right now, Brian?
Something dealing with the stadium.
Something to deal with the stadium.
Yep.
So we know.
That's the thing. That's the main thing I was thinking while you were reading. This guy may know some folks.
So the key to getting the first step, and I think it's clear we say this is the first step because I don't know what the city has left now that they've done the deal with Cap One Arena, but you like to think the city's got something left to make this thing happen. But that's another hurdle for another day. You got to clear the first hurdle, right? The legislation is required to get the RFK site, which is federal land, away from the feds and to the city before the city can then make a deal with Josh Harris and the Commanders, right? And the first step of that legislation got through the House of Representatives. But if anybody remembers Schoolhouse Rock and how a bill becomes a law, first you go through the House, then you got to go through the Senate. And guess what I found out this morning, Brian?
What you found out?
This is how things work on the Hill. The bill is hung up in the Senate. It should move on FAA reauthorization. And guess whose old boss sits on the committee of that jurisdiction?
The dude Meta?
My man Meta.
Hey, my man Josh is smart as hell. Let's be real.
They are playing chess at this point.
Yep.
I think it's really clear that, I mean, I don't know. Toby, look up this dude Hickenlooper. He's a Colorado senator. The one thing I know off the top of my head, the Senate right now is controlled by Democrats, I believe, in a very narrow margin. I think the House is Republican. The Senate is Democrats. I am aware, Brian, that the president is a Democrat. I believe Senator Hickenlooper is a Democrat, Toby?
He is a Democrat, yes.
Okay. I know that Joe Manchin, while perhaps not always as a staunch Democrat, Joe Manchin is a Democrat, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to guess, I don't know, but I know New Jersey's pretty blue. Toby, look up New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy for me. Or maybe former New Jersey governor. I don't know. Look up Phil Murphy from New Jersey. Is he a Democrat, Toby?
Looking it up.
Okay. I got a feeling this is an extremely strategic move, at least designed on getting the RFK bill through the Senate. And
kind of looks like it.
What everything's been told to me is that Joey B is going to sign this thing, no problem. And I think you want to get this thing done in an election year before the election starts happening.
What Murphy is a Democrat.
Murphy is a Democrat. Manchin's a Democrat. Hickenlooper's a Democrat. All the people in charge right now of the Senate are Democrats. Huh. Chestnut checkers, folks.
Gotta know how to do it.
Now, I still worry that there's a big hurdle that I think there's been some probably material changes with the city getting a deal done with Harris. I think Josh Harris is incredibly smart. Clearly, the dude is a
brilliant
quadruple billionaire or whatever. But he's also positioning himself to try to go after RFK, and that will only strengthen his options in Maryland, where they are clearly trying to lay down more of a base. And I would say in the state of Virginia, too. I wouldn't count anything out. The only thing I would have some hesitancy, Brian, after everything happened in Alexandria, do you really could you as a team owner be stand at a podium with Glenn Youngkin and think a deal's actually going to get done?
Nope.
That lady in Norfolk got a lot to say.
Yeah.
That would give me pause. You know what I mean?
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.